A herd of wild horses blazing the way across the plains of the West. The sound of 1,000 stampeding hooves. And leading them all is the king of them all. Gene Autry's champion, the world's wonder horse. Yes, boys and girls, the Mutual Broadcasting System presents once again the transcribed adventures of the king of all wild horses, Champion, the world's wonder horse. A series of fast, exciting stories about a boy named Ricky West, raised in the wilderness since childhood by his adopted Uncle Smokey, a German shepherd dog named Rebel, and a stocking-legged chestnut stallion you all know and love. Champion, the world's wonder horse. Right now, though, boys and girls, here's your old Uncle Smokey to continue this week's exciting story, The Mystery of the Lost Treasure.
Well, howdy there, kids. Yes, sir, just like our friend Mr. Rusted said, this here's your old Uncle Smokey once again. And I'm all set to tell you some more of them thrill-packed happenings in the story of The Mystery of the Lost Treasure. Now, first off, you all recollect, no doubt, that Ricky, Champ, and Rebel found an old man named Mr. Salvo up by Mammoth Caves. Anyway, this old-timer told us an amazing story of buried treasure. Pancho Villa's treasure. What's more, though, he said he knowed where it was. But he also said that a couple of men was after him. Well, sir, the next morning when Ricky went into the back bedroom that Mr. Salvo was supposed to be sleeping in, he found the old-timer was gone. And then when we looked out the window...
Little Smokey, look! Wait, down there in the dirt, footprints!
3 men. Mr. Salvo and 2 others. Doggone, son, looks like Mr. Salvo's been kidnapped.
It sure does. You can even see where the tracks of the 3 men lead out to those trees.
And one of the men's feet seems to be dragging, like he was being pulled along against his will.
I guess Mr. Salvo was telling the truth after all when he said 2 men were after him.
Seems that way, son.
These footprints lead to that clump of trees over there, Uncle Smokey. I bet we'll find horse tracks leading away.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, Ricky.
Think we could follow him?
I should ask you that, son. Do you think Champ could follow him? He's the one who's going to have to do it.
I'm sure Champ can.
Good. I sure would like to know how much of a head start them varmints have on us.
I don't know how we could tell that, Uncle Smokey.
Freshness of the prints, maybe. Well, we can't just stand around here worrying about that. We better get started and hope that we can save Mr. Salvo. Well, kids, we started out. Ricky and me riding Champ, and Champ following the tracks of them kidnappers. We knowed they were probably pretty desperate, and we knowed that Mr. Salvo in his weakened condition couldn't stand too much punishment. Anyway, up the trail, miles ahead of us, the 2 kidnappers, Hasty and Loco, was moving along with their captive, Mr. Salvo.
How's the old man doing, Loco?
Oh, he's all right, boss.
Kind of quiet. He isn't dead, is he?
Nah, guess he's just trying to figure out a way to get away from us.
Yeah, he'll have to figure a long time.
Yeah. Hey, boss.
Yeah?
What if he's already told that kid and the old man about the lost treasure?
What difference does it make? He's told other people that story, too, and nobody believed him.
Yeah, but what if they believed him?
Even so, that doesn't mean a thing, because you'll never tell them where it is. Yes, sir, Loco. Old man Salvo's only going to tell 2 people where that treasure is. And those 2 people are going to be you and me. Oh, hold up here.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, looks like a good place.
Oh.
Come on, help me take the old man off the horse.
Okay.
Easy now. Yeah. All right, Loco. Old man Salvo and I are going to have a little talk. So why don't you take the horses over to that stream and give them some water?
Right, boss. Whatever you say. Come on. Come on, you boy.
Okay, Salvo. You and I got some things to talk about.
I know what you want to know, but I'm not going to tell you.
That's so. Well, I think you just think you won't. When I get through with it, you'll tell, all right.
That treasure's mine. I've been looking for it for years. Not going to turn it over to a couple of polecats now.
Oh, yeah? Well, I say you are. Now, come on, before I take this whip for you.
I won't tell. Won't tell.
There's a map. A map you picked up in El Paso from a half-breed that tells the exact location of the treasure.
How'd you know that?
Never mind how. I know, that's all. That's why we didn't kill you a long time ago. We figured you'd lead us to the treasure following that map. Then it'd be the time to kill you. Or else we figured you'd die protecting it and we'd steal the map from you. But one way or the other, we'd have the map and the treasure.
Then I guess you'll just have to keep waiting till I die.
We can speed that up for you, too. In fact, you'd have been dead by now from lack of food and water if it hadn't been for that kid and his horse.
You look here. If I was to tell anybody where that treasure was, I'd tell it to them, not you.
Oh? Well, that's something I wanted to know. If you was to tell anybody the whereabouts of the treasure, you'd tell it to them. If you was to tell. So you haven't told yet, and that makes my job easier. All right, Salvo.
Now you let me go. Let me go.
Until you tell me where that map to the treasure is.
I've told you 100 times, you won't tell. Won't tell.
Okay, then just let me show you what I'm going to do to you.
Well, kids, neither Ricky nor me had any idea what Hasty and Loco was planning to do with Mr. Salvo. Of course, we knew he wasn't going to get kind treatment, but we didn't know just how far them two varmints would go. Anyway, in the meantime, Champ kept right on following the trail the kidnapped horses had left. And a little while later...
Look, a little Smokey. The horses stopped here. Just before they got to that stream, the men got off. See the heel prints?
Yeah, son, now I do. Let's get off and look around.
Right. The horses' tracks go right into the stream.
Yeah, and I'll bet they went the rest of the way in the water. Maybe they figured they was being followed and we'd lose it. Ricky, look. Over there by that tree.
It's blood.
Well, in just a minute, kids, we'll return to the adventures of Champion. But right now, I want to ask each and every one of you a very important question. Have you written me that letter or postcard yet, telling me how you like this program? Well, if you ain't, I wish you'd sit down just as soon as today's chapter's over and do it right away. You see, boys and girls, Ricky and me is sort of conducting a survey, you might say, just to see how many friends we have. So if you want to keep hearing the adventures of Champion, all you have to do is say so. Just write to me, Uncle Smokey, Box 2109, Hollywood, California. You got that? Uncle Smokey, Box 2109, Hollywood, California. And I sure thank you. And now, back to our story. Well, I don't have to tell you how badly Ricky and me felt seeing that blood and imagining what had happened to Mr. Salvo. It sure seemed possible that those two no-count coyotes had put an end to the old-timer. Anyway, since there was nothing more we could do, Ricky, Champ, and me headed back to the Flying A.
But isn't there anything we can do, Uncle Smokey? You know, it's possible that Mr. Salvo isn't dead.
It's possible, son, but it don't seem likely. He couldn't have stood much punishment, sick as he was.
I know, but...
His death wasn't our fault, son. The best we can hope for is to track down those low-down lizards or kill them.
But we don't even know what the murders look like. All we know is that there's two of them.
I know, son. There's not much to go on. But if all of us work together, the sheriff and the posse, you and me and Champ and Rebel... Well, I just wouldn't want to be in those killer's shoes, that's all.
We'll get him, Uncle Smokey. We'll get him, I know it. But still...
Still what, son?
I got a funny feeling that Mr. Salvo is still alive.
Well, kids, I don't know how you could ever explain Ricky's feeling that way. Maybe he was just hoping so much that Mr. Salvo wasn't dead that he believed it himself. Anyway, at the same time we was talking, Mr. Hasty and Loco was up in the mountains having some trouble of their own.
Yeah, the old man's stubborn, Loco. I've slapped him around a little, but he still won't talk.
Oh, let me hit him, boss. I'll make
him. Don't be stupid. You'd kill him. That'd ruin everything.
Yeah, but we can't let him live. Not after he knows who we are.
Of course we can't let him live, but we can't kill him yet either. Not until he tells us where that treasure map is.
Well, then what are we going to do?
Well, tie him up and roll him in that cave. Put a little water by him so he stays alive. Then we've got some traveling to do, Loco.
Oh, where are we going?
I've been thinking, Loco. The old man figures he's only got one set of friends in the whole world, the kid and that old guy the kid's living with. So, since the map isn't on him, he may have left it back at the Flying A Ranch for safekeeping.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's go back then and tear the place apart till we find it.
Relax, will you? We're not going to tear any place apart. Not yet, anyway. But we are going to get back to the Flying A come dusk and have a look around. And if we find the map there, things aren't going to go too well with the kid and his uncle.
Well, boys and girls, while this was going on, Ricky, me, and Rebel were still back at the Flying A trying to cheer ourselves up. And the funny thing about this whole darn thing was that we didn't even know there was a treasure map. Mr. Salvo never told us anything about it. And I guess we wouldn't even have known about it at all if it weren't for Rebel. You see, we were sitting there in the living room when all of a sudden... Hey, son. Son, what's that dog up to?
I don't know, Uncle Smokey. It looks like he's playing with something.
He's sure making a racket.
Here, Rebel. Here, boy. Look, he's got something in his mouth, Uncle Smokey. Here, boy. What do you got there, huh?
Can you see what it is, son?
Looks like a tobacco pouch to me, Uncle Smokey. Drop it, boy. Drop it. There. Yeah, it's a tobacco pouch, all right, Uncle Smokey.
Oh, it's not mine. I wonder...
Mr. Salvo's, I bet. He must have fallen out of his clothes or something. Hey, look.
Huh? What's that?
There's something in here. Golly. Well, look, Uncle Smokey. Look what Rebel found.
A map.
A treasure map, Uncle Smokey. Look, there's the cross mark, and up above it says the treasure of PV.
PV. Pancho Villa. Doggone it, son. This means Mr. Salvo probably left that there map here on purpose. And it also means those varmints probably haven't killed him. Of course, it also means something else.
I think I know what you mean, Uncle Smokey. It means that we haven't seen the last of those two men who kidnapped Mr. Salvo.
Well, kids... There we was holding the treasure map that those two varmints would have killed anybody to get a hold of. Yes, sir, we were sure in a spot. But, well, what you know, time's run out on us again. But, boys and girls, tomorrow's another day, and that means another exciting chapter in The Mystery of the Lost Treasure. So, till then, this here's your old Uncle Smokey saying, so long, kids. And keep punching.
Be sure and listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, to learn more about Ricky, Rebel, and the King of the Wild Horses. Gene Autry's champion, the world's wonder horse. This transcribed program was produced by Gene Autry Productions, directed by William N. Birch, and came to you from Hollywood. And now stay tuned for Curly Bradley, which follows over most of these stations in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.